increasing military sales to India by many billions of dollars. We're also paving the way to ultimately provide India with the F-35 stealth fighters.
As you all know, recently United States President Donald Trump mentioned that he would offer the F-35 fighter jets to India. But let me clarify right away, this is just a proposal from his side to the Indian government. No deal has been finalized yet. These are just discussions happening, and that too from the American side. In this video, we will explore why America is so desperate to sell F-35s to India. And then we will also explore, does India really need the F-35s? As you may know, the F-35 is a fifth generation fighter jet, meaning it's considered one of the most advanced stealth fighter jets out there. Right now, F-35s are being operated by several countries. Here are the names of those countries. Some of these countries are part of the America's NATO alliance, and many have strong military cooperation with the United States. So it is pretty common for them to have these planes. Now the most important question is, why is America so eager to sell F-35s to India? Here are a few reasons for that. First reason, America's trade deficit with India is quite high. A trade deficit means the difference between a country's imports and exports. When imports are higher than exports, it results in trade deficit. When the opposite happens, that is called a trade surplus. Right now, America has a trade deficit with India, meaning it imports more from India than it exports. Let me show you the data from 2024. You can see that US goods exports to India were $41.8 billion, while US goods imports from India were $87.4 billion. As you can see, America imports more from India. This is a trade deficit. To reduce this deficit, Donald Trump is pushing India to buy more from America. After all, Trump's main policy is America first. In any deal or partnership, Trump wants America to benefit in any situation. Now, let's look at the cost of an F-35 export variant and its maintenance and lifetime operating costs. Now, this all becomes income for the American aerospace industry, and it helps reduce the trade deficit. That is why Donald Trump has been very vocal in saying to the media that they have proposed selling F-35s to India. Now let's look at the second reason. As you know, Donald Trump won his election on the basis of his America First policy. If you look at this policy from perspective of different stakeholders, it's clear that it benefits the American public. It's good for jobs, economic development, and of course the American weapons industry. As president, Trump will promote the sale of American military equipment. And so the American aerospace and weapons industries must have lobbied heavily to sell F-35s to India. Companies like Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, Bay Systems, Pratt & Whitney, Rolls-Royce have likely pushed for this, and the president must have considered their interests as well. This is another reason why America wants to sell F-35s to India. Now the third reason, which is more important. Initially, America didn't want to sell F-35s to India at all. This was because, as you know, India has a very close defense relationship with Russia. In fact, India has already purchased the S-400 defense system from Russia. And naturally, America would not want the Russian S-400 radar to access the F-35's stealth technology data. The S-400 defense system has multiple radar stations. A stealth fighter can avoid detection by one radar, but another radar might still pick up the signal. If you see, any stealth aircraft emits several signals every second, such as radio signals, data links, GPS, and radar altimeters. However, if the enemy uses passive detection systems, they don't emit anything themselves. They just listen to the signals coming from the aircraft. Now, if the enemy gains access to such data, it could reduce the effectiveness of stealth aircraft in future air battles, as the enemy could analyze the aircraft's electronic emissions. So the question arises, if India already has the Russian S-400 defense system, why is America willing to sell F-35s to India? There are two possible explanations for this. Number one, America trusts India so much that it believes India will not share even 1% of the data from S-400 system with Russia. So when America sells F-35s to India, it expects that India will keep the stealth data of the F-35s confidential from Russia. But this is a very optimistic reason. And we know that America doesn't act purely on trust, so it may not rely on this. The second possibility is that America will sell India a downgraded version of the F-35. This means that they will sell a version with certain sensitive systems removed or limited. If the US suspects any unauthorized data access, it could remotely disable or restrict the F-35's systems. So overall, America could disable the features of F-35 whenever it deems necessary. Now think about it. After spending so much money, India would also have to sign a strict end-user agreement, which might not seem like a great deal from any angle. Now let's assume that India buys the F-35 from America. What would India gain from it? If you look at the benefits, India would essentially gain just one thing and nothing more. Even with a downgraded version, India would still have to sign a strict end-user agreement. This is a confirmed situation, so the only potential benefit is what I'm going to explain now. This is not exactly a benefit, but more of a potential benefit. That means if several things fall into place and align correctly, this could become a real benefit. Let me explain the potential benefits of this deal. Let's suppose India buys 10 F-35 planes. The annual maintenance and servicing will happen in India, right? US-based contractors will have access to monitor the aircraft's security status. Naturally, some Indian personnel will also be involved in training, assisting, and overseeing the work. Over time, opportunities will begin to open up for Indian companies. But this will only happen if the government of India tells the US government that they don't just want to be part of the supply chain, they want joint development and IP ownership. If this happens, India could co-own the design, development and intellectual property, provided the US government agrees. And then you also know that America is urging European countries to increase their defense spending, and this move could influence global defense markets. If that happens, this could open up opportunities for Indian companies, as European governments, which are looking for more affordable options, could seek co-development partnerships. For this, India will need to work hard to present itself as an affordable alternative market for European governments. As you can see, this is quite complicated and futuristic. That is why I've called it a potential benefit. While it looks good on paper, it will take time, and many factors will have to align for it to become a reality. Only then will all this be possible. And in today's changing geopolitical situation, if India follows through with such a plan, many countries will be watching closely and analyze every step India takes. Any country can easily interfere and disrupt or cause issues with this entire plan. This situation could be challenging for India because global power dynamics, strategic alliances, and economic interests influence every move. India must plan its steps carefully so the external forces cannot disrupt its plans and the balance is maintained. So aside from this potential benefit, India won't gain any major advantages from purchasing the F-35 from America. I am not saying that the F-35 plane is not good. It is actually a powerful and impressive aircraft. But just like when you buy anything, we need to consider its utility, price, and whether it's the right fit for us. Because such an expensive item cannot be bought just for fancy flying. Also, a strict end-user agreement will have to be signed. So, if we take all these factors into account, the F-35 may not be as beneficial for India. That's all for today. We will meet again in the next video. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.